I'm Rob Skinner, and this is the Rob Skinner Podcast. Have you ever felt like you were trying and trying to grow, but not making any progress? Have you ever felt like you had high aspirations, but felt like you weren't getting any closer to achieving them? Have you ever felt your expectations frustrated? Then you need to listen to this podcast. I talk about what holds us back from seeing our dreams become reality. All this and more on the Rob Skinner Podcast. Welcome back to the Rob Skinner Podcast. My goal is to inspire you to live a no-regrets life, make this life count, and multiply disciples, leaders, and churches. Today, I'm talking about the multiplying disciple, and I've been talking about this in previous episodes. This is talking about seeking pleasing results, not pleasing methods. When do you plan on moving? How long have you lived at this address? Where'd you move from? How did you happen to pick this area? If you were to move, where would you go next? And when would that be? In the middle of the Great Recession and housing collapse of 2008, I clung to this sales script as if it were straight from the Bible. I'd only been selling real estate for 2 years when the real estate market collapsed. In order to survive, I looked around for some way to list and sell houses in one of the worst markets on record. I had a wife and 3 kids in elementary and middle school. I had a mortgage and I had just bought a brand new Chevy Suburban. I saw an advertisement for a real estate sales conference held in Las Vegas, taught by a man named Mike Ferry. Mike made Donald Trump appear humble, but he guaranteed that anyone who followed his methods would sell in any market. I put the conference on a credit card and listened for 3 days as he expounded on how to sell homes. I came back with the confidence that if I just put into practice what he taught, I could keep my head above water and sell homes. One technique he promoted was direct sales, or door knocking. Now, this is a method that most realtors avoid at all costs. However, desperation drove me on. Nearly every morning, I would knock on 50 to 100 doors and recite the script that Mike had provided and which I shared at the beginning of this program. Amazingly, it worked. I started finding people who were thinking about selling their homes. One lady said, yes, I need to sell my house immediately. I called another realtor, but they never called me back. Come on in. I listed and sold her home. I found another couple that wanted to sell their home and then called my brother who is looking to buy in that same neighborhood. He lives there in that place to this day. It wasn't easy, but I was able to support my family on straight commission sales. Meaning I only earned money if I actually sold a house. I was able to build a new house and support the newborn church that we had just planted in Ashland, Oregon. Why would I do something so uncomfortable? I was new, unknown, untested, and had few relationships in the community. I didn't have time to build a relationship network in time to feed my family. Desperation drove me to embrace unpleasant methods. The result, however, was pleasant results. If you desire to multiply disciples for Christ, you have to ask yourself the question, do I want pleasant methods or pleasant results? I talk to many disciples who sincerely want to save souls, bear fruit, and help people to know God. They've been praying for years to find someone open, but they remain barren, frustrated, empty, feeling like they're missing out on the Great Commission. The problem is, they're praying for pleasant results while using pleasant methods. They aren't running to win. Look at what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. Do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I don't fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave so that after I preach to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. All disciples, all Christians are running the Christian race, but not all are running to win. They have a false expectation that even if they don't beat their body and make it their slave, they can still win the race. Paul understood that only those willing to crucify themselves would see the kind of life-giving results that most disciples pray for. When we were living in Japan, my wife Pam got sick of not saving souls. She made a decision to start sharing with 100 people a day for 7 days straight. Now, I was shocked. Pam is a highly relationship-oriented disciple. She'd never done anything like that before. And so I thought, I better support her. I'm going to join her in that challenge just to give her moral support. So during that week, she went down to Shibuya, which is a very, very famous place. And if you've ever watched any movies about Japan, like Lost in Translation or anything like that, almost inevitably it shows Shibuya crossing, which is just millions, like thousands of people crossing at the same time. We live very close to there. And so went down there. There's a lot of people. And during that week, she met a woman who got baptized within a couple of months. She was the wife of a professional baseball player in Japan. Pam chose to prioritize pleasing results over pleasing methods. Did she wake up every day thinking, yes, I get to share with 100 people today? I don't think so. I know I certainly didn't. But in 1 week, she changed her entire situation. Last year, I decided to help out the campus ministry recover from COVID. Our campus ministry at the University of Arizona had shrunk from 20 plus disciples, about mid, like 23 to 25 disciples, and it got all the way down to 3 disciple students. So I decided to simply go out and go sharing with a few remaining students. Now, it wasn't easy inviting people to church who were 35 years younger than me. One day, I met a man named Hudson on campus. He was sitting on a bench near the student union. He was a freshman. I went up to him. I talked to him. We started studying the gospel together, and he got baptized. The campus grew from 3 at the beginning of last year to 13 in 1 school year. And I had to ask myself the question, do I want pleasing methods or do I want pleasing results? I'm really happy. I'm super pleased with the results of that. I was able to be fruitful. I was able to see the campus ministry regain its strength, which was awesome. God bless the willingness to crucify ego and pride. If you want to save souls, if you want to be a multiplying disciple, you will have to decide to run to win, pay the price, and practice methods that aren't pleasant at times. And it starts with inviting people you don't know, sharing your faith every day, keeping invitation cards with you at all times, bringing people to church, following up with people you've met, sharing with the first person you run into that day, setting a goal for how many people you'll invite over the next 30 or 90 days. Saving souls, it's not a mystery. It takes a run-to-win attitude. It demands that you desire pleasing results over pleasing methods. Take a look at your life right now. If you aren't multiplying disciples, what's your priority? Let me give you a practical application. First of all, set a sharing goal for the next 7 days. Now I can almost hear what you might be saying. Oh, that sounds so old school. It might be. But you know what? There's a lot of old school techniques like door knocking that actually work. Secondly, schedule a time to go sharing with another disciple in the next 3 days. Finally, challenge yourself to practice an unpleasant method to accomplish a pleasant outcome. Recently, before Easter, I challenged the students because our ministry now is student-led, and I challenged them. I said, let's go out and share with 500 people this week before Easter. This is a great time. It's kind of the last time people are going to be coming to church, probably before the end of the semester. And so I went out with them on Monday, and we shared with about 500 people together. But what's really impressive is that I went to a podcasting conference on Tuesday, but those students, on their own, two or three times that week, went out and shared with like another thousand or more disciples or more thousand or more students on campus all by themselves. Now, it was servant evangelism. They were giving away candy and invitations to our Easter service. But I was so impressed because they decided they wanted pleasing results more than pleasing methods. If they'd been seeking pleasing methods, they never would have gone out there and invited people to church. But what was so cool is at Easter, we had a lot of college students. We just had a baptism last week. We've got a number of people studying the Bible with people on campus, which is so encouraging. And the students themselves, the students are fired up, which is really, really awesome. And it's great to see that. And I think it's because they've decided to embrace pleasing results over pleasing methods. Thanks for listening. Here's how you can help support the program. First of all, hit the subscribe button and just let your friends know about this program. If you enjoy this episode, just copy it. You know, just take a look at it and text your friends and say, hey, listen to this episode. It really inspired me. Secondly, read and review one of my books. You can find them at Amazon.com or you can just go to my website, robskinner.com. Look for my books on there. I've written two books, How to Plant and Grow a Church, which is essentially the biography of how I planted a church in Ashland, Oregon, and the lessons I learned there, doing it self-supporting without any outside support. The second book I wrote is Courage, How to Make This Life Count. And you can find them on Amazon.com or you go to my website at robskinner.com. Because my goal is to inspire you to make this life count, live a no-regrets life, and multiply disciples, leaders, and churches. Have a great day, and make this life count.